everybody. Hey everyone, it's Laura Burton with 416 Sales, and I hope you guys are having a great time. And thank you for being here. Really appreciate it. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this offer that I have coming up, and I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a free ebook on the 12 secret sales hacks that have stood the test of time. And time is amazing. And I've been doing a lot of research, which has been really, really cool. You know, finding some things, what's been working, what's been going on in sales. But I wanted to give you a little understanding of why I'm doing this. And I want to tell you a little bit more of my backstory. I've been talking a little bit about that. But, you know, when I was young, I didn't know what I wanted to be. Like, we had neighbors, and like, we had a neighborhood of kids that used to play together and everything. And there was this one kid who, he knew he wanted to be a heart surgeon, like ever since he was little. Like, how do you know that, like, when you're so little? But he knew it. He wanted to be a heart surgeon. So that's what he became. And I wasn't like that. You know, I thought, well, maybe I'm going to be like my mom. I'll be a stay-at-home mom and everything like that. But I didn't find myself in a relationship that I could stay in and get married and have children. So here I'm out on my own. And you know, I started doing music. I worked in media with my family for a little while, and I was lost. You know, I had all these, you know, oh, I want to do this and I want to do this, and I had all these great plans, but instead I just wasn't finding what I wanted or something I could do. I mean, I would check out all these different things, and it just never seemed to come together. And the one thing that always kept happening is that I was always doing sales. And I didn't really put two and two together that, you know, hey, I'm this salesperson, because why would I think that? I mean, you know, sales isn't glamorous. Sales isn't like, oh, I want to be a salesperson. In fact, when people get into business, they're not thinking, oh, great, I'm going to get into sales. And that's what they're doing when they're selling. So, you know, I started doing music. I started doing art first. And I was okay. And I had jobs and stuff that I would do. And I thought, okay, I want to make it, you know, I want to get famous. And I always had great things to say on the outside, but inside it wasn't me. I was trying to find something I could really click with, and there was nothing I was finding. And so I ended up working a lot of jobs, and I ended up getting married, and then I ended up getting injured, and I ended up getting divorced. And I was on disability for about 5 years, five years on disability, another year before I could get back to work. And it was a really hard time. It was a chemical injury and I couldn't really function. And what happened is that, you know, as I'm trying to, you know, deal and figure out what's going on, it was really weird. I don't know if you've ever not worked for a while, but you know, when I first got injured, it was like, okay, I'm off work. And then a couple weeks later, but you know, this was years of not working. And it wasn't like I could, you know, just do stuff. I couldn't. And it really changed me. You know, I hit a wall in my life and I just couldn't do what I wanted to. And it took years to get better. And, you know, the things that'll happen when, you know, if you ever know somebody who suddenly can't work or do something, it can be really devastating because, you know, our identities are kind of wrapped up in who we think, you know, we are and what we're doing in the world. And so it was this long process, but what happened that was really interesting is that because I was removed from a lot of things, I started looking at things very differently. And when it came back, when I finally got my health back after like 3 years, and I came back and I was looking at things, I couldn't do what I did before. I mean, I just physically couldn't do what I did before. I mean, it just wasn't gonna work. And I got my health back to some degree, but it's like I couldn't just go back. And so it was, you know, all right, what am I gonna do? So I started getting jobs, and then I met my second husband, who I'm married to now, who's great, I love him. And, you know, I needed something to do. So I started finding these jobs, and it was always sales. And I wasn't trying to be a salesperson. And then I realized when I got into internet marketing that I really am good at it, you know, and that's kind of where I have my calling. And it really came about when I started selling, it was to help people, because, you know, I had this one client who called up and he didn't think his internet marketing was working, his SEO. I talked about that on yesterday. And his rankings were great. I mean, they were absolutely fantastic. And yet he wasn't selling anything. And when I looked at his website, it was like, it sucked. I mean, it was so bad. There was no marketing message. He didn't sell me anything. And so, you know, you can't really have that going. It doesn't really work. And so when when it came to, you know, just really going back to, you know, okay, so what am I going to do now? And it was interesting because he really didn't have a clue that he wasn't selling. You know, I don't remember what kind of business he was in. And so I started selling marketing messages, and then I started selling homepage redesigns, and then I started selling websites and all kinds of stuff because I wanted to help people. And it became kind of a game, you know, and it was like, I wanted to find things that people needed. And anytime someone called and had a problem, it was usually because they needed to buy something else. And I was like, okay, what can we get you? What's going to fix this? And I was listening to a summit recording, and there is a one funnel away challenge that I'm doing. I'm going to tell you more about that tomorrow. I've got something to show you that's really, really cool. And so I was listening to this guy, and he said, you know, when you do something for somebody and you sell them something, you're creating new problems because now they have other things they have to take care of. So find a way to do that. So I thought, well, that's pretty cool. So I was going along, and then, you know, things changed with internet marketing and things weren't working so well. And then I had a real conflict. You know, it's like, I want to help people, and I can sell people things. I can really sell well, but I want to help people. And I was finding that what I was doing wasn't working, you know, in terms of the company services and things that went on. I talked about that last night, like some of the crazy stuff that went on at this company was like nuts. And so I was like, okay, well, what do I do? And even moving to another service and working there and selling, you know, it's like there's so many things out there that don't really work that well. Or maybe people have expectations of something the way it's supposed to work. You know, when I was little, my dad was in advertising, and we never were allowed to watch television very much. He called it the idiot box. Whenever he watched television, we were looking at the commercials and stuff. But, you know, he would tell me, you know, people have a television mentality these days. You know, time is sort of distorted because here we have, you know, there's a program and it's a half an hour and things have resolved. Or there's a movie and it's 2.5 hours and all this stuff has happened. Well, that's not really the reality of life. You know, when you think about how things really go, it takes a long time. You know, a lot of success is very mundane, repetitive, unexciting, not particularly glamorous stuff that you do every day because that's what makes it work. And it's these little things that you keep doing and doing and doing that are gonna really make a difference in what you're doing. And so, you know, it's like, all right, how do I do something that's gonna be of meaning? And so I came across this class, and I watched this webinar, and I started doing some trainings, and I started helping people, and it was really cool. And then I got this idea to create this book and really look at what has been working for people in sales, like what really makes, you know, things go. What is it that's been working for years and years and years? You know, I've listened to so many sales secrets, and I've looked at so many things and studied sales, and there just always seems to be that something missing. And I don't want there to be something missing if I'm going to help people, you know, because like, how am I helping you if something's missing? So I created this ebook, and then I also created this other package and other things. And I'm really excited to present it to you guys because now I get to bring something to you that I really believe is going to make a difference. You know, it shines a light on how to be successful in sales. And it's so interesting, as I've looked at this and done this, I've seen all these things that other great marketers and other great sales trainers are putting out there. And it's neat to kind of put the whole thing together. So I'm really excited to be able to share this with you. I'm gonna have a link here and be able to get you guys started. If you have any questions, you know, if you're struggling at all, if you need help with something that you're working on, feel free to reach out, you know, and comment below, you know, comment below so I can answer. This is the best place to reach me in terms of questions and things like this. This is where I can really answer. This is how to contact me. And so I'd love to answer your questions. And if there's something that you feel someone else could benefit from in hearing this, please share this. You know, I've been through a lot of challenges, and I think that the one thing that has really helped me persevere and succeed is just not willing to stop working at it. You know, it's, and sometimes it's not because I tried to be valiant or I tried to, you know, have this, you know, ooh, I'm this great person. Sometimes it's just a matter of circumstance. It's like, look, you know, you got to keep moving. And if you don't, you don't get to do what you need to do. And sometimes when people, you know, like it's so overwhelming. Like I remember being injured and I'm on disability for this chemical injury. And the doctors are saying, well, you're just going to get worse. And it couldn't get worse. Yeah, it was so bad. And, you know, I would go out maybe once a week to run a couple of errands, and it was hard. And when I started getting better, when I started finding the things that I could do where I could really change and get better, you know, it wasn't like I could do very much. You know, I would say that, you know, I could pick two things to do in a day, you know, when I was starting to get better from being injured. And if I did too much, I was down for a day. But I wasn't willing to stop. You know, I wasn't willing to take somebody's answer for me and say, okay, yeah, that's how it is. You know, sometimes you have to really not give up on yourself. And even if everyone tells you you're wrong, and even if it doesn't seem possible, even if it's overwhelming, keep going, keep moving forward. And the thing is that even if you don't wind up where you were thinking you were going to, even if it didn't turn out to be the thing that you thought you wanted to have, you're gonna get someplace really, really cool. And who you're gonna be in the process and who you're gonna come and find yourself becoming is gonna be amazing. And that's what it's about, you know? It's like, appreciate it. Appreciate where you are. Appreciate what you get to do. Appreciate the things that are just, that we could take for granted, you know? I live in California, my husband and I are here, and it's just, we've had these glorious, wonderful days, you know, and it's just like, oh, just walking and having the sun and looking at the trees and looking at the sky is beautiful. So take time to really appreciate the things that you have and appreciate who you are and let yourself really thrive. You know, don't worry about what people think. You know, it's funny. I was chatting with someone and they were like, you know, I think people might judge me. It's like, of course they're judging you. Everybody's judging you. We're judging each other. I mean, that's what we do. We're always comparing ourselves to other people. Everybody's being judged. So what? Get over it, you know? People are going to find you that are supposed to be in your life. And people are going to love you because they're the ones who are supposed to love you. And you're important to the people that you're around. You know, how you show up in the day makes a difference. And you can be that wonderful bright spot, you know? Be a bucket of sunshine, you know? Why not? Have fun, you know, just enjoy things and be wonderful with people. And you're going to find that you just have the best time ever. And so I just want to say to you, you know, if you don't think you sell things in your life, then you really need to start thinking about how you're selling things in your life. You know, what you want to do, how you get what you want. Sales is a way to get anything. And the book that I'm going to have, the free book that's coming out, and it's going to be sometime soon, probably within the next week or so, putting this whole thing together. I'm excited for you to get it. I'm excited for you to see it. It's got some really cool information. And I really am grateful for you guys. I'm glad you're here. Please comment below if there's any questions that you have. Please let me know if this sounds interesting to you or not. I want to get your feedback. I want to get your input. I'm creating courses and some things that are going to be pretty, pretty sweet stuff to go through. And so that's it for me tonight, and share this if you think it'll help anyone, and God bless you, and take care.